Shalom, אנחנו
בשיעור. We are in a lesson on the topic of work within reason and work above reason. We will be reading selected excerpts about this topic. You can find the excerpts in our website, and you can also ask questions in kab.tv.
The work above reason is spiritual work, in essence. That is what we need to understand, to get to know, and to assume, to take upon ourselves. This is our work. Everything should be raised to faith above reason. For us, it's called faith, because I cannot feel it in my corporeal, regular senses, in my will with which I was born. But rather, I receive some illumination from above, which sustains me in a state called faith. So that even though I don't feel, I don't feel the upper degree, I also don't want to feel it. I don't want to work according to how I feel. I don't want to be a slave of my feelings. I want to be above this feeling, above my nature. Right? Therefore, I ask, give me the power of faith. What does it mean that I don't see, I don't hear, I don't understand? Rather, I want to function according to bestowal. I want the power of bestowal to clothe on me. And like people function in this world according to the power of reception, the will to receive in them directs them, navigates them in every which direction, and they do this without reason, meaning without recognition, without knowing who or what is controlling them. But like dolls, puppets, the hand of the Lord is in them, and He directs them. They're sitting on His hands. So, in that way, I want to sit on the other hand of the Lord, which is called the hand of faith, so that it controls me and enters my mind and heart. And I want to behave accordingly. And then, what, to let go of the previous nature or not? No, don't relinquish it. I want to feel. I want to make comparisons to see how this is different to that and the extent to which I'm working in faith above reason. And I want there to be reason and to also have faith above that. Why above that? Meaning that the power of bestowal will rule over the power of reception, and I'll know how it's ruling and I'll understand it, I'll even direct it, govern it. It'll be under my control. But it's called faith because I'm not demanding knowledge in it. I don't demand to know. In the power of faith, how it works, how it operates, I only want it to work above the power of reception. For now. Afterwards, we'll see how to work with it, not only in bestowing in order to bestow, but on a higher degree, which is to receive in order to bestow, which is even more detached from the power of reception. Then perhaps we'll be able to understand what it means to receive in order to bestow. For now, it's not, we can't depict it correctly. Therefore, all of our spiritual work begins from the acquisition of the power of faith, the power of bestowal, over the power of reception, which is called reason, da'at in Hebrew, and gradually we begin to work with it. So, what do I want? I understand, I'm a realistic person. I'm not floating in the clouds. I don't work with the power of faith, meaning that I believe that I'm able, that I want, that I'm prepared for everything. No, I can't. I'm incapable of anything. And I'm not prepared for anything. I want to be very realistic. Faith above reason, as much as it may seem something vague and cloudy, just floating in the air, it's not floating through the air. It's based on a very realistic force, powerful one, more powerful than the force of reception, which I have. And with that power, I work. And it is above the power of reception, faith above reason. Such that I'm simply working with the emotions and the mind, the environment, the whole world, everything, but according to a new approach, a different style of work. That's what we'll learn. Let's approach the excerpts now and gradually open it up for ourselves. But again, the matter is the entrance to spiritual work, actual spiritual work. Yes.
So we are reading from the document with excerpts on the topic of work within reason and above reason, quote number one from Rabash, article 6, what is above reason in the work? In the work, faith above reason means we must believe, although the mind does not see that this is so. And it has several proofs that it is not as he wants to believe. This is called faith above reason, meaning that he believes as though he sees it within reason. This is called faith above reason. In other words, it is great work for a person to take this upon himself against reason. The body does not agree to this, yet he accepts it as though it were within reason. Such faith requires help from the Creator. Therefore, with such faith, a person needs to pray that the Creator will give him the strength to be similar to him, as though he had attained it within reason. That is, the person should not pray to the Creator to help him understand everything within reason. Instead, he should pray to the Creator to give him the strength to take upon himself faith above reason, as though it were within reason.
What is the point? The special point that we shouldn't be confused about and we shouldn't obfuscate. I'm in a group. Let's take a friend as an example. I understand that I don't love him. I'm not close to him and he's not close to me. Between us, there's just, such a relationship that from today to tomorrow I can just forget about him entirely and he can go his own way and I'll go mine. And I ask the Creator to give me the ability to relate to that friend as though I love him. Why as though? As if. Give me the power of love. If he gave me the power of love, then I would have related to the friend according to my own reason, which is love. I love him. That's how I'll relate to him. Right? No. I need to be distant from him. a certain distance of rejection, say repulsion, and along that I need to ask the Creator to give me, not to erase that repulsion, but allow me to skip over it and to be with Him as though, as if, I'm connected. It's very similar to what we've started studying about two opposites in one thing. But let's let it go for now. Let's not get confused. We'll later see what's similar and what isn't. So again, I'm not asking to erase the distance between us. For example, let's take me and my little child. I love him greatly in a natural, corporeal, beastly manner. And then there's no distance between us. Rather, by keeping that distance, I'm asking the Creator the ability to relate to Him, to that friend, above this distance, with faith, bestowal, above reason. So there are two forces at work here, operating one above the other. The power of reception is below, it's the natural one, and the power of bestowal, faith, is supernatural. I received it from the Creator. And so, in such a way, I begin to relate to the whole of reality, because the whole of reality is my soul. The whole of reality is what the Creator is giving me, so that I'll unite with everything, inanimate, vegetative, animal, everything, human, everything. Ultimately, I need to feel them all as parts of my soul. On one hand. On the other, I'm not canceling, revoking the shattering which was at our root. I leave it. It's not in my power to do anything with it, actually. But I understand that the shattering was given so that I will cover it with faith above reason. To cover. Like later on, love will cover all crimes. It covers the crimes. The crimes remain. And then the gap between hatred and love, between the crimes and the love, right? That gap determines the degree, the height of the degree, and the power of the discovery of the Creator from these two discernments. So let's read that again.
Quote number one from Rabash, article 6, what is above reason in the work? Faith above reason in the work means we must believe, although the mind does not see that this is so. And it has several proofs that it is not as he wants to believe. This is called faith above reason, when he believes as though he sees it within reason. This is called faith above reason. That is, it is a lot of work for a person to take this upon himself against reason. When the body does not agree to this, yet he accepts it as though it were within reason. Such faith requires help from the Creator. Therefore, for such faith, a person needs to pray that the Creator will give him the strength to be similar to Him, as though he had attained it within reason. That is, the person should not pray to the Creator to help him understand everything within reason. Instead, he should pray to the Creator to give him the strength to assume faith above reason as though it were within reason.
Questions. Don't rush it. We're also, we need to wait until our friends join us. Don't rush. Just start on the subject. Yes.
Good morning, Rav. The form in which Rabash describes faith above reason, it doesn't sound like love. Why not ask for love instead?
It's not love. All emotions can be in it, but these emotions aren't natural. It's not that they're not real. They're natural. My natural feeling that I received from birth and which developed in me in a natural way, that is what we call reason. As anyone can say, according to my reasoning, in my opinion. And now I'm asking the Creator another way to relate to reality. I want to build a new degree, a new level, which is called bestowal, bina. Faith.
It
has nothing to do with what's down here. I count only on what's here because that's the way I'm built. But I'm asking the Creator that I want to relate to the whole of reality supposedly as if I'm discovering him, supposedly as if I'm discovering the Creator as the power of bestowal, which is the Creator, and it's revealed, disclosed in the whole of reality, and everyone are in bestowal, and everyone are in love, and I relate to them in the same way, and I'm aware that I want to relate to it this way, but it's not the actual reality. But I want to build myself in that way, in a way where I relate to reality in two ways, two levels, two forces. My power of perception, meaning that the judge has only what his eyes can see, that's one. And the second is called faith above reason, as if the world is corrected and in it only one force dwells, which is the Creator, and there is none else besides him. Yes.
It's actually a new level, a new attitude to reality, and within this thing called faith above reason, we experience all kinds of emotions. So it's not that it's love, but we experience all kinds of emotions.
All sorts of emotions, which I receive from above the power of bestowal that I do not have, but gradually I begin to feel that I want to have the power of bestowal. And then I develop it. What is the matter here? If I were to receive the power of bestowal, the power of love, if the Creator would have clothed in me, He would replace my power of reception, which I had before, and I'd be like an angel. I'd be bestowing to everyone, giving to everyone. The same way now I want to receive from everyone, right? So one nature will be replaced with a different one, and this is not good, this is not right. I will never be and cannot be, and this isn't the purpose, actually. The purpose is for me to remain as I am, but make myself similar to the Creator, meaning that I'll have two degrees, I'll comprise two degrees, two levels. And after many, many years of disappointment, I'll acquire the power of love, bestowal, spirituality, or something else. I'm beginning to understand then, and I begin to feel that I don't even want it. I don't want the power of bestowal. It doesn't give me anything. I don't want to be in the power of bestowal the same way I am now in the power of reception. But actually, true bestowal is in being in the power of reception and receiving the ability to be above it in the power of bestowal, despite the fact that I'm within the power of reception. This means that, let's say, I hate someone and I get the ability to relate to him in a good way. How can it be? I don't want to relate to him well, simply like an angel. Good. No. I want to relate to him the way I am, the way the Creator created the will to receive, and the will isn't purified, it never changes, and above my will, with Tzimtzum, restriction, Masach, the screen, Chozer, reflected light, I want to relate to him above that. In relation of, in bestowal, over the relation of reception. And then it follows that I'm not demanding any payment for this. I don't want any reward. I want to relate to everyone this way, because this is the way the Creator relates to everyone. Meaning the way I relate is, relatively speaking, we'll see, but for now, relatively clean, without any self-reception for myself. I'm saying all of these things for the purpose of an exercise, and of course, from now on, we'll engage in this a lot. Another question.
Рав, тут некоторая путанность субъектностью. То есть Рабаш пишет.
There's some small subjective confusion here. Рабаш writes, I'm within reason, I'm above reason. What is this I here? Because above reason, it's a feeling that the group feels.
No. No group. I'm not talking about the group now. I'm not confusing this with anything else. I'm talking about the person, the individual. We started a new subject now. Don't draw into this anything from what we learned before. I have my own regular attitude towards reality. This is called my reason. And I want to relate to reality above my reason in a different way. To act, let's say. But I myself want this. I relate to them also, so that I'll relate to them also with love, let's say. And I know within me that by my nature, I relate to my friend, for example, with disregard, maybe even a little hatred, rejection, and with that, I want to develop towards him an attitude of love, a feeling of love. And it may be that one cancels the other, it may be, if we live on one plane. But I want to work with two planes, two levels, as it's written. Love will cover all crimes. Love only covers the crimes, and they remain. And as we learn, in general, that through to the end of correction, the will to receive is not purified, it does not vanish. We recognize it to be a pit of serpents, of snakes, more and more. And we'll be awarded with being like the students of Rabbi Shimon who want to kill each other with the left line, and together with that, with the right line, we'll come to love each other. And then, between these two ways of these two attitudes, we'll begin to feel that we've developed a spiritual sense, and we can see, we can feel, we can experience this spiritual world. Gradually, slowly. It's something new. I guess you deserve it. More questions?
Thank you.
If you can't, then hang up immediately. They should know that they have to turn off their speakers and how to work properly with the microphone. All the groups need to be taught all of this. We want to be in contact, but in a serious way, also on their end. New York.
On one hand, from what you say, it seems like the faith above reason is some kind of state that a person comes to. On the other hand, the Rabashi writes that a person must believe as some kind of proactive action. So, is this really
to believe means to be in bestowal. To believe means to be in the power of bestowal. A full stop. Write this in front of you, put it, you heard it 1,000 times, so write it. Perhaps then you'll remember.
My question is, if we use faith, do we use faith above reason naturally within this world?
Nobody uses this except for Kabbalists from a certain degree upwards. London.
What is within reason? What is within reason? We know it well. But what is above reason? How do we know what it's like on the basis of what do we build it?
Let's say you have someone that you treat with disrespect or indifference, and you want to, with that, to relate to him well, with a good feeling, and these two feelings should live within you. Both the previous disregard remains. You want to measure how much you came close to him. The disregard from before remains, and also the good, proper attitude is also present. These two levels, that's what happens to you. And now you measure between them to see how do I relate to him in the natural way and how do I relate to him in the supernatural way. And remain with these two sensations, and gradually you'll grow accustomed to it, and out of the two, a spiritual sense will be constructed. Yes, London.
Как я строю это хорошие отношения? Просто хорошие. У нас ведь все в Каббале замерено.
Они мевакеш меабуре.
Мы изучаем что-то.
I ask the Creator to give me this power. The inclination towards it, I'm beginning to feel it. We begin to study and I begin to feel that, yes, it's possible. Like actors, theater actors, they act on two levels. They act, one hates the other, you know, generally in tragedies and Shakespeare and all of that. Something. Yes, so one hates another, but is acting as if he loves him and respecting him. Two levels of relation. But with actors, both are acting. For us, one of them isn't acting, isn't an act. It's the way we naturally relate. And the other, above it, is a supernatural attitude. But we want it to also live in us. And the Creator, as He naturally gave us one way to relate to each other, which is egoistic, so we want Him to also give us a way to relate to each other, which is called faith, or bestowal. I want to relate to others that way. Not entirely, completely to bestow and to love him, but a little bit above this. But I'm not erasing, I'm constantly in these two levels. It's very important.
Москва.
Вы сказали сейчас, несмотря на то, что я в силе получения, но хочу относиться к этому выше.
Despite the fact that I'm in the quality of reception, I want to relate to it above it. I mean, I don't ask for a reward. And so the way I relate is gradually pure, and to take it as an exercise. So what is the exercise, actually? What are we supposed to do?
We now want to feel that such a thing is possible, artificially, but it is possible, that if the Creator will shine on me a little bit, will give me some ability to relate this way to the friend, then I will relate to him this way. I want to feel that. I actually wanted to begin this today, after the Congress, after we're all in some with some inspiration, a little bit tired, so that those who still came to the lesson, they deserve to begin with that. Rishon.
Good morning. According to what the Rabash writes here, we need to ask the Creator for help in order to come to this state of faith above reason, to receive it.
Yes, that's true.
The question is, are we acting it out constantly? Does habit become a second nature without the need to request? Because we always forget the request.
No, we always have to awaken that force of faith above reason. Because if not for that, we would fall into within reason. This is into our nature, our natural way.
Salt Lake City. Shalom, friends. The article says, for one to take upon himself faith above reason. Should I pray for this for myself or pray for the friends to achieve it? Are they not already corrected and I'm the only one corrupted? How do I raise a prayer for faith above reason for the group when they are already corrected and only I need correction?
I don't want to hear clever questions. I talked about something. More than that, I don't want to say. Get used to being precisely in the same place that I am. You won't be able to manipulate me the way you want. I'm just writing down now that there is some wise guy in Salt Lake City, and we need to kind of bring him down from his cleverness. What we talked about, ask only about that. And now, what is it like in the group, and do I need to do something else? None of that. Just stay in a framework within which we are opening up this thing. Be'er Sheva.
So, how do we transition to working in these two states? Because I feel either I have this rejection, I don't want to connect with others, I don't want to... And on the other hand, I understand that I need to go above reason at that moment. But at that moment, there is rejection. I can't control it.
Because you want to work in one plane, and I'm telling you to work in two planes. Whatever you have in your ordinary relation to the friend, that you can't stand him, if you relate to him with disregard or at least with indifference, leave that. Leave it. And now you are asking from the Creator that he will give you some mitigation so that you will be able to relate to him as though he was closer. Nevertheless, he is your friend on the path. So you have to connect with him in order to discover the Creator. And specifically between the two of you, you discover the Creator and not any other way. So please, ask of the Creator that he will give you a different attitude to the friend, a warmer attitude, warmer, closer, because he is a part of my soul, and so on. But this is in contrast to what you feel ordinarily. So leave that ordinary form. Keep it. Because the oviyut, the coarseness, does not purify, doesn't go away. It is only covered, not more than that. Okay? Okay, and here, anyone? Yes?
Why not simply annul my reason, annul what I feel, to say I don't agree with this, and they have eyes they don't see?
Well, sure, go ahead, annul it. Annul it, what will you have?
I'll follow the reason of the group, the integration with the group.
But what's going to be in the group?
The reason of the upper one.
So you'll be floating in the air. You'll just get the force of bestowal without any foundation of the force of reception. And then you will be like, you know, Ruchnikim, as, I don't know. New age spiritualists relating to one another, gently, hardly breathing, floating in the air. Right?
So you need that validity, that power of my own reason, my own opinions, and my mind. Do I need them?
All of your trash, which is all of the klipa, the shell, the entire klipa, it's only within you. You have to discover that it is only within you. All the rest, all the others, they're not even people. You just see them through your klipa. They're like human beings, etc. And you need to discover this whole klipa, all of this evil, that on top of it, you have to acquire the force of faith, bina. How else you, who are built only of the evil inclination, can acquire the force of bestowal, faith, the power of bina? How?
As you said, there's also to bestow in order to bestow.
How? How to bestow in order to bestow? This is not your force. You want to be like the Creator or as the Creator? Like the Creator means that with the above the force of reception, you want to have the force of bestowal. This means to be like the Creator, as if. But you're saying, no, I want just the force of bestowal. Why not? So the force of bestowal is the force of the Creator. You can only receive from Him a copy or a projection and clothe in that. Therefore, you will be called Adam, similar to the Creator, not the Creator. Yes?
We say that if we engage with in the love of friends and bestowal, so in any case, all of the trash will come up. It'll come up in any way, in any case.
It will come up, okay, but you're not, you're asking for it to go away. You should only ask to be above it. You should constantly cover it, coat it, right? You have a certain shape, like a sculpture that made a certain sculpture, and then he coats it, he covers it with gold, let's say, what do you call that form of gold, which is kind of very thin, gold leaves, like a crust. He covers it with a crust of gold. So the statue inside, it's all the evil within us. But you coat it. This is called oviyut, coarseness, and a masach, a screen, above it. Okay? Oh. Tzvika, what's with you? You don't want to ask?
I'm sitting and I'm thinking and I'm saying to myself, what, you want me to lie to myself?
No, you're not lying to yourself. It's the other way around. You're actually within your reason, and you also want to criticize your reason above your reason. That is, you want to be wise. If you're only in your reason, you're not wise. You're not wise because you're within reason. How can you be within reason but criticize, check, study, and compare? You can't do any of that. You are within reason. In your nature, you are in shackles. Handcuffs. No, I now want to check myself. With what? With a greater will to receive? Or a smaller versus smaller will to receive? Is it worthwhile this way or that way? You'll never get out of it. You must ascend to a new, different quality, and from it to check. And when you check, you say, no, I'm going to leave my earlier nature, and I'm going to be above it, with a new nature. This is how we enter spirituality, only on top of corporeality. This is why the importance of this world is great.
Yes, but I'm asking myself, how is this bringing me closer to the quality of bestowal, this thing? Let's say I'm normal myself, I did the work also with my wife.
With my wife, I don't want to get into that. We don't study that in the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's psychology.
No, even a friend.
No, it's very important.
A friend, right? A friend from here. It's very difficult.
Only with the friends in the group.
So how does it bring me closer? Let's say I pull this act inside, I'm like this, outside, I'm like that.
Well, wait a minute. You do an act, and you know that you're pulling off an act. You remain acting, right? And then you are doing this acting above your nature. This is called faith above reason. Now you're asking, why is that a show? Because you receive this force from the Creator, and this force helps you be above the force of reception, which seemingly is your force. Later on, you will start to feel this force that I had before, or that was dwelling in me and ruling me. I also got that from the Creator. So I'm actually in between two forces that I received from the Creator. However, I received one force naturally. This is called an old and foolish king, that from the day that I was born, he's there controlling me. And the second force is a small and wise child. He's new, he's still weak, but he is wise, because specifically by him I begin to understand, to compare, to realize what states I'm in. But I receive these two forces from the Creator. And where am I, the person, the human being, in between them? In between them I begin, well, not now, but in between them I begin to see this new sense, this attitude. The I, which is born out of what? One exists above the middle of Bina, the other one is below the middle of Bina, and in the middle there is this point of choice, right? The middle third of Tiferet. And this is the new sense. This is the human, Adam. But take it slowly. Челябинск.
Утро, Раф. Доброе утро, мировой Кли.
Good morning, Raf. World Kli.
Задать его все не получается сформулировать, но может быть вы даже поможете.
Somehow I couldn't really compose the question, articulate it through to now. Perhaps you can help. I guess the soul needs to grow, so that some desire appears in it to turn and be like the Creator. It's a huge responsibility towards the whole world. If the Creator extracted all of these qualities from you, then you understand what responsibility is on you, and you don't have an answer for this.
It's true. We received a desire, we received a great gift, that we have a desire to be above the whole of humanity, above nature, that we want to be like the Creator, not less than that. Maybe even more than that, if possible. This is the desire that we received. Imagine to yourself, if children wouldn't receive a drive to live, to explore everything, to understand, to run around, to break, and all kinds of things, would they grow? So we receive such a desire. And therefore, we come to study what to do with this drive called the point in the heart. Vilnius.
Доброе утро, Раф. Доброе утро, мировой Кли.
Good morning, World Kli.
Я работаю вот над отношением с товарищем.
When I am working on my relationship with a friend, the way my negative relation, when I work with faith above reason, the way I relate to him negatively, that disappears. Do I need to hold on to it or to...
Yes, good question. I need to preserve my negative attitude, and at the same time, I want to determine my positive attitude and to reach a state where both of these will be as one. What does it mean as one? With the same force, as if I received both of them. Well, I received both of them from the Creator, right? Yes. So I want each one of them to support the other. Malchut and Bina, Bina and Malchut. And the two of them shall walk together, it says. Yes. Well, we will learn how to do it. It's now opening up. It's truly an opening to a new world. Carmiel.
Good morning, everyone. The request to the Creator for the power of bestowal, is it some emotional kind of effort? Or is it some attempt to...
It's an emotional effort only. You need an intellect maybe in order to aim your emotion, but in the end it is all about emotion. Let us summarize that we're not going to say, good morning, how are you doing, and all kinds of these things, straight to the point. When you come to the lesson, that is, each one of you say to the other, good morning? No, we must not say anything. It's forbidden. We come to meet with the Creator. That's it. Therefore, ask the question straight away. Okay.
No, Natanya.
Well, Natanya. Second time.
What should I do with the friends that I don't feel any rejection towards?
You will begin to do what you hear from me, and all the rest will come. All the rest will come.
Europe. No.
Well.
No, me Holland, no.
From Holland, yes?
Yes, from Holland. Ralph, you hear me?
Not Shomim. Shomim,
yes, we hear you, but... Make it so that you will immediately ask and we will immediately hear you.
Yes, I'm speaking from Holland now, not from Europe. what does it really mean, this one-third, let's say, middle point of Tiferet? How can we use it, like you explained? What does this three threads mean in, let's say, in this faith about reason? Working in two planes of. Can you explain, can you elaborate on this, how we can use this effectively?
The three choices that I constantly want to stay in faith above reason. That's one. Second, take care of your microphones. Arrange this communication. You're in Europe, not in Africa, in some place. So please have a good communication line. Otherwise, I will not let you ask. It would be a shame. I respect you, but not your microphone. That's it.
No.
Evgeny Romanov me Veronish.
From Verona is asking.
I don't care, yeah?
If the Creator gives me the power of love according to my request, later I need to somehow preserve it myself, or do I need to ask for it again?
You'll have to ask. Is that it? Yes.
We learned over 3 days to ask for the friend. And today, again, we're asking for ourselves?
Yes.
Again. Ahora.
Pass the microphone back.
Rav, welcome.
No, without all of these words. A question.
All right, question. Rav, what is clear is that Creator is working with one unique force, which is bestowal, and I, man, need to work with two forces to bestow, to receive in order to bestow. So love, how do we receive the correct combination between mind and heart, which is balance, essentially?
This will precisely give us the balance between the intellect and the emotion, if we will go with faith above reason. Then we will understand that earlier we were not balanced. That's it. No, we're done. You asked a question, you received an answer. That's it.
Peter.
Есть ли место веры выше знаний в отношении Рава и книг?
Is there a place in or for faith above reason in regards to Rav and the books?
Of course, each topic in the wisdom of Kabbalah requires faith above reason. There has to be criticism and accepting what we call the burden of the kingdom of heaven. Yes. Was it Albata? Or oh, they don't want to? Odessa.
Я бы хотел знать, мы всегда знаем, что мы продвигаемся и то есть осознанием зла.
А было сказано ли вот это advancement comes out of the recognition of evil. And it is said there that you need to agree with the will to receive. And I always thought that the recognition of evil is what promotes us.
The cognition of evil can be only from something and its opposite, only from the quality of bestowal. Otherwise, we don't recognize the evil. Otherwise, you recognize evil because the will to receive brings you to evil, but not that it in itself is evil. Let's say I stole something tonight, and in the morning the police comes and grabs me. So now I have a recognition of evil, of bad. How did I leave all kinds of tracks or trails there? And that, you know, that's called the recognition of evil. Is that true or not? Does everybody agree that this is how it is? No. So, I need to acknowledge that I wanted to steal. That is what was bad, not the fact that I stole in a way that wasn't professional enough, that I'm not a good professional, not a good thief. So, there is a difference here. Recognizing that I'm a bad thief, I can do it while remaining within the will to receive, but recognizing that being a thief is not good, for that I have to be a little bit in a form of bestowal, in a different form. If you will enter a society where everyone are thieves, you will see how much you will be a thief together with them, and you will never think that this is bad. Rather, you will only think about how can I be more successful at that. Therefore, we need to rise above our own nature in order to begin to know that our nature is bad, because anything is attained only through its opposite. Therefore, now we're studying how we, from the side of the force of Binah, from faith, we see Malchut, our will to receive. This is a new degree that we have to begin with, and all of spirituality begins from here. Kiev.
Доброе утро. Я от вас слышал формулу, что есть беспричинная ненависть, и я должен строить над ней любовь. Но, как правило, к товарищу появляется
претензия к очень конкретному unfounded hatred, and above it I need to build love. But if it's towards some very concrete, very specific quality of the friend, should I build love above it, or should love...
It comes bit by bit by itself. I don't want now to begin to interpret these things, each one will advance toward it naturally. When we, let's say, shoot to some faraway target, We don't relate to something specific here. We just want to be in relation to the friend besides the ordinary form, and I don't blur it, also in the form of having a nice, good attitude, closeness. If you have something else?
Сразу продолжаю, хотелось уточнить, что происходит с ненавистью.
I'd like to be more precise here. What happens to the hatred in faith above reason, which I try to cover with love? Does it become a prayer for the friend or what?
A prayer for the friend also, yes. But nothing happens to the hatred. Sometimes I feel it more, sometimes I feel it less. Just like sometimes I feel love more or less. Later on, we will be able to determine relative relations, one relative to the other, hatred versus love, love versus hatred. That will come later. We will be able to work with both of them, Bina and Malchut. Hadera.
Seeing the friend with seeing his virtues, despite what I'm seeing, is that above reason?
Yes, yes. Okay. All right, yes. Well,
that's exactly the question. How can it be that before receiving the power from above, I can love above reason?
You cannot be.
So what happens here? What is the action here? To start loving the friend within reason?
What do you mean to start? You can never love him.
So what is the action here? What do we need to do?
Because what you talked about in action before, you talked about some false action. There is no such thing to love.
So what should you do?
I don't understand. You have to do what? What do you mean?
If I feel hatred to the friend.
So now you have to develop above that hatred. You have to develop love.
How do I do
it? In parallel.
Can I do it?
Of course. You have the ability to pray. Do you have something that you do by yourself? Never. There is none else besides him. From you, all that can come is raising man.
So what is the condition? Is there some preliminary condition? Because from the beginning of the lesson, it just sounds as if it's open to us and there's no conditions. So what is the condition I need to meet in order to be in prayer for the friend?
That you want to rise to faith above reason. Only that.
Astana.
Astana.
С средней точки третий ферет. Я должен быть как застыть в ней или вот как поплавок подниматься вверх?
The point of tiferet. Do I need to remain there? Or does it begin to rise from there in order to feel some contrast?
You need to constantly determine this point that exists in a middle between hatred and love. And you want to relate to both of them in a neutral, equal manner. Then you determine it each time in greater precision. Because that point is your self, your I. It doesn't belong to the heavens or to the earth. It's in the middle. This is the true point. Okay? We are moving on to the next part.